distinguished representative from Laos. Okay, you have the floor, please.
Mr. President, thank you very much. And at the outset, let me also join other colleagues in congratulating you on your election as the president of this August Assembly. I will be very brief. First of all, I'd like to thank the ad hoc analysis groups and the members of the coordinators committees for their excellent work and for the continued support that has extended to the Lao PDR and kindly accepted the request for extension. As clearly stated by the distinguished representative of the Netherlands, all the challenges that we have and will continue to encounter, which is beyond our national capacity to address. The Lao PDR take notes of all useful recommendations that have been brought to us by the ad hoc analysis group, and wishes to reiterate that we will continue our utmost to fulfill the obligations under this convention. As you rightly pointed out, we are strongly committed to implement the CCM, and we were delighted to be the second country to sign this convention and ratify it in a very short time frame. Apart from that, we also hosted the first MSP and adopted our own national SDG number 18 addressing the impact of unexploded ordnance. Those are among our national commitments and efforts that we have deployed in order to fulfill all the obligations under the convention. Let me reassure to you and other state parties that we will continue all our efforts to fulfill the obligations and implement all the recommendations. And indeed, tomorrow we will work with the ISU on the detailed plans among the activities that we plan to do in the upcoming years, and brief and report to the meeting on a regular basis. With that note, once again, I'd like to thank for this opportunity to express very briefly our gratitude to all state parties and the support unit and the coordinators for the excellent work and support extended to the Lao PDR throughout the years. Thank you very much.